Welcome to this week's episode. Today we have a question from Jamie. Jamie writes in and says, how do I keep it all together? I have kids, a dog, a spouse, a house, and I just feel like I'm running from thing to thing to thing. Forget about all the clubs and boards that I feel like I should get to and I'm not giving enough time to. I'm always behind. I can't keep up. Can you give me any advice? Well, Jamie, I really gave a lot of thought to this one because this is a common question that I feel like I hear so much from so many listeners. And for me, I thought the best thing to do is to go back and review after interviewing 30, 40 different people on what it takes to have a life that feels authentic, feels amazing, and is successful. What were some of the tips that the people I have interviewed have given? And could I find my favorite tip in all of these interviews? And what happened was I didn't necessarily find a specific tip. I felt like I found a theme. Over and over and over, I'm hearing the same answer from these very successful business leaders, intellectuals, coaches, whatever field that they're in. There is a unified message that is coming across. And the message is this: how do they add a yes to their list of things to do? What is that process for them? What does that look like? And absolutely, definitively, over and over and over, I'm hearing the same steps. And here's what they are, Jamie. I'm going to outline them for you. And for everybody else listening, I hope this is helpful. The very first thing that these people do is they take some kind of space. Maybe they go for a walk. Maybe they meditate. Maybe they just breathe in and breathe out a few times. But when they're faced with a decision, when they're faced with how to add something to their list of things to do, they stop, they pause. And I think that it's really interesting to note how many people do this and how many different routines they have. Sometimes they journal write. Sometimes they talk to an entrusted friend. So I'm surmising that it doesn't matter which technique, because I think many of us get stuck on the tool itself, what I should do. It doesn't matter necessarily if you like to write in journals, write in a journal. If you're somebody who wants to talk with an entrusted friend, that's an option. Just be careful who you're speaking with. If you're somebody who likes to go for a long walk or a hike, needs nature to think, clear your mind, the point is to do it without saying yes. And then they ask themselves some very basic questions. How do I feel about doing this? How does it fit in with my life? So there's two pieces to this. One, you have to have an understanding of what makes a happy life for you. And I don't say this lightly because I feel like this is something I start with all of my coaching clients. And we talk about what it is that they want. What kind of life do they want to live? Not somebody else's life, not trying to live your neighbor's life, but what makes you happy? And I can't tell you how many successful people or people who are stuck, it really doesn't matter, feel totally lost by this question. So these people I'm interviewing, they have a very strong sense of what their motivating principles are. Is it for freedom? Is it for service? What is it that your life, what is your purpose? What wakes you up? What makes you come alive? What is meaningful to you? Therefore, when they get this space, when they journal write, when they take that walk, they know what it is they're weighing their decision against. I'm doing this next thing because it fits in with the model of my life that makes me happy. It's not based on I should do it. Other people want me to do it. It would make sense to do it. It only makes sense in the context of their vision, their mission for their life. So the last thing is they don't do things based on obligation. They're doing it based on this system. So my advice to you is get started with a personal mission statement. Write down what it is that makes you happy, excited, alive. Write down the words that excite you. For me, it's where philosophy and spirituality intersect. And how do I bring that information out using design and technology? Because I love both of those things to help people you know, feel better from ancient wisdom that's always been true and will always be true. Very specific, not for everybody. That's what gets me excited every morning. So when I think about what I want to do, if it doesn't fit into those goals, then even if it sounds really interesting, it might be a yes for somebody else's life, but not for mine. I hope this was helpful, Jamie. And if you need any help thinking about your next step, remember, I'm only an email away. Send me a note, laura@lauraco.com. Love to chat with you. I also offer free 1.5-hour coaching. If you're stuck and you want to get started, let me know. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you liked today's episode.